In our last radio segment, we were perplexed by how the Holy Spirit told Paul and his companions to not go into Asia at that time. That begs the question, how does God speak to us? Dr. Henry Blackaby shares in his Experiencing God book and Bible study that God speaks to us today through the Holy Spirit who lives in believers, the Bible, prayer, circumstances, and the church fellow believers. Each of these five areas should be in agreement. I'm reminded that when I sought a faculty post, I knew through prayer that the Spirit in me was telling me to take this specific position. The Lord even gave me scripture from His Word confirming it. The circumstances were such that my colleagues on the admission committee unanimously agreed that I should be offered the position. The church I attended at the time and fellow believers all agreed the position was a great fit, and God was directing me to it. In fact, I accepted the position, and at the faculty orientation, the vice president of academic affairs opened up with a devotional using the same scripture God had given me in my prayer time. When the Holy Spirit told Paul and his companions to not go into Asia at that time, God may have spoken to Paul in many of these same ways.